Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, I like the idea of comparing and contrasting, right? Because slightly different approaches, or you think they're really different approaches?
There are different coping mechanisms going on. And that's what's really interesting. Okay, San Francisco has been sort of ground zero for everybody for years on the issue of homelessness. They were the first, had the first big tent encampments. It was the most visual. It was on the streets. They were also the first ones to throw huge money at it, upwards of $300 million a year they're talking about spending now. Oakland and other communities don't have that kind of money. And for years, they looked at San Francisco, and there was some homeless problems. But in the last couple of years, all around the Bay Area, we're seeing cities that are having an explosion of homelessness around them. Under the railway crossings, under the freeways, in parks, in sort of any wooded area, if you look around in the Bay Area, there's a chance you're going to come across a tent sometime, right?
Oh, yeah. More and more.
More and more. But these cities, San Francisco is a city and a county, so it has its own welfare system. Over in Oakland, they're part of a county that's Berkeley, San Leandro, and they're a city, and they don't have the money. So here, what's going on? And the difference in the compare and contrast. San Francisco's got a very ambitious program with navigation centers trying to get people off the street and into housing. Berkeley and Oakland don't have that money. So what they're doing is they're sanctioning campgrounds, okay? San Francisco was breaking up the big encampments. Berkeley, Oakland is having to sanction them and then put them into tough sheds, which, you know, you get at tough sheds, and then try to, it's much, they don't have the money
to do something big.
Right.
And that's really interesting. I didn't connect the dots in that way that you just did, but
they're trying to cope with it. They say, we can't just bust up these camps. They have no place to go. Plus, there's new laws that say, unless you have a shelter bed to offer people, you can't go busting it up.
Am I right that there are some out there who would argue that the Oakland approach is actually more effective, though?
Well, you know, what it does is, from the homeless point, you say, okay, it's, like I said, at least it's, you say, we can't get rid of this camp encampment, so we're going to put the toilets in, so at least it's sanitary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.